The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snakey Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Good morning, Daddy.
Did you sleep okay?
I know, my spare bedroom is not the most comfy, but I mean, I'm really glad you're here. So, I have your favorite breakfast for you, which is a big buttery croissant, and yeah, it's your favorite coffee. I remembered in our emails that you told me that this one was your favorite. Well, of course, silly. I paid a lot of attention to you and what you were saying in those emails. Here, go ahead and start eating. You see, when we finally got back in touch, it was just, I don't know, I wanted to learn everything there was to know about you. Because I had always wondered what you were like, you know? Mom has her reasons for whatever she did, but getting to correspond with you back and forth and really learn what you liked and didn't like and your favorite movies and your favorite color and what you do every day, I mean, that's pretty special. Don't you think, Dad? Exactly, and you got to learn so much about me. I'm just really happy that you decided to come spend Father's Day with me. Oh, come on. It's kind of a big deal. This is our first Father's Day together. I mean, okay, look, so most people spend Father's Day with each other a lot sooner than we have, so it's not like we can do traditional things. But one thing that I knew that we could do was me bring you breakfast in bed. Speaking of, is it good? Yeah? Oh, thank goodness. I was a little hesitant to make croissants. I normally just buy them store-bought, but I wanted to try and do something really special for you. I mean, as a thank you, because I know you're busy and you have a lot going on, so it means a lot to me that you took time to come visit me out of your busy schedule. Yeah. I mean, what girl doesn't want to spend time with her daddy? Exactly. And it's even more special. We're making up for lost time. We have all day to make up for lost time. You know? Okay, so you finish your coffee and then you should meet me in the kitchen because I have plans. I'll see you in a few minutes. Hey, Dad. Was everything good? Oh, perfect. And you had enough hot water? I'm asking because that bathroom sometimes, I don't know what it is. That guest bedroom bathroom is just a choice sometimes. I had one of my best friends come and visit me last year, and I waited all morning to shower so that she could have hot water. And I guess it's just because we're in a building with other people. She got in and instantly cold. So I'm really glad that you had hot water. Okay. So, I have plans for us today. I was thinking that maybe we could go out and go to the store, get some of our favorite things that we like to eat. We could make a picnic. There's this really nice park that's across the city. What? No, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit scatterbrained just because I really want today to be perfect, you know? I want us to do something that's memorable and isn't silly or stupid. But that's totally all it is. Anyway, there's this park across town, and I went there once, and they have really, really beautiful flowers, and it's a nice park. So I thought we could go there, or if you hate that idea, we could always just bum it, go to a sports bar, get some drinks and some disgusting wings. But it's completely up to you. I have multiple options for things that we can do. I think that maybe I overplanned a bit. Yeah. I think that I did get a bit nervous and just throw a bunch of ideas on the paper. Remember in our emails, I told you sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of the times I overthink things a lot. Well, thank you. Do you like it? Really? Well, I have a thing for sundresses. It's literally all I wear from like April till August. I saw this one last year, and all my friends told me that it was, I don't know, not me. I normally wear black, but I thought the pink was really pretty. It's affirming to know that you like it too. I mean, is this the first time you're complimenting me on an outfit? Well, that's kind of a big deal, right? Yeah. How do I put this? It's really nice to have your approval on something as silly as that, I guess. Because I haven't ever got to do that. So, wow, I'm really starting to sound crazy, aren't I? Yeah, let's sit down and kind of plan out what we want to do. That's a good idea. See? You know what you're doing. Okay, so these are the different restaurants if you don't want to do the picnic in the park thing. We could also maybe go to a movie. I think a couple theaters have opened back up, but I don't know. What do you feel like doing? Oh. Well, okay. What did you want to talk to me about? About what's really going on? What do you mean, Daddy? Oh. No, I've just been nervous because, I mean, this is our first time like hanging out together, you know? We've corresponded for what, like over a year now, but the last time I saw you, I was like five. So we're catching up for lost time. I mean, shit. I'm in my 20s now, and that's a lot of time that's passed. There's so much that you need to know about me, and I've changed and grown, and I just thought that we should get to know each other, like on a real level, going out and doing things, or. Oh, what do you mean? Well, I guess I should probably be honest with you, right? Oh, okay. You're not completely wrong. And I've been trying to kind of fight it off because I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know if it's normal. I don't know if I'm broken for even wanting to, but yeah, I have been thinking about that quite a bit. A few minutes ago, when you came downstairs and I saw you and you look so nice today, I was fumbling over my plans and my words because so distracted. I mean, you look so nice and being in the same room as you has me feeling so many emotions, and yeah, I guess it's a lot. Do I want to what? Oh, Dad. I think I'm a little old to sit on your lap, aren't I? I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt, right? Okay. Oh, well. Are you sure this is okay? I'm not too big or heavy to sit in your lap. No, I get it. I sometimes forget how much bigger you are than me. Probably because we haven't spent that much time around each other, but I'm glad we're fixing it. Yeah, I think I'm ready to do that. You don't know how long I fantasized about that, about what it would feel like, about how you would feel, how you would look, how you would smell, how you would taste. Sitting in your lap, feeling your hands on me, and kissing you is so good. Wow. You know, I have to tell you something. Can I whisper it in your ear? Yeah. From the anticipation and the needing and the longing that's been building up for so many years. Can you help me with it? Yeah? Can you put your big, thick, strong fingers inside my tight little pussy? Forgot. I'm not wearing any panties. You know what it's like though, right? I mean, it's almost the end of June and it's so hot. Why would I wear panties underneath this sundress, huh? Besides, it's just giving you better access, right? Good. Wow. I can't believe we're doing this. I know that it's wrong, but it feels really right. Stop kissing me for a minute. Oh, for way too long. Really? You have to. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yeah, will you do that? Please. I want you to put your fingers inside me. I want to feel you. Stretch me. You have such nice hands. Like I said, you're so much bigger than me. Looking down and, oh, fuck. Seeing how big your hand looks, how it covers my pussy. I just want to, I want to see your fingers inside me. More so than that, I've been dreaming about it for so long. I need to know what it feels like to have my daddy's cock inside me. Yeah. I hope you want that too. Do you? Yeah. Have you wanted it as long as I have? Yeah. So many times. We were emailing back and forth. I wanted to say something, but I wanted to know if it was the same in person. I need it. Yeah. Here. Let me get down here. Take your pants down. I have to taste you, and then really need you inside me. We can do whatever else, but I feel like it's only right that you come inside me on Father's Day, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, Daddy, you have such a nice cock. I thought about a lot what it would look like, the cock that made me, but it's even better than I thought it would be. You're already so hard. I didn't want it, didn't you? like having your daughter's lips wrapped around your cock, daddy. Oh, you have no idea. Oh, how good. I'm gonna treat you better than mom ever did. Don't move. Listen. We have all week until you go back to do it in every position and way if you want to. But right now, I really want you to stay right there in my kitchen chair. I want to straddle you so that I can look in your eyes. And ride you until you come inside me. Yeah? You can pin me and fuck me later because I don't want anything else, but I need this right now, okay? Yeah? Okay. I'm just going to straddle you and pull my dress up. Show me how much you love me. Yeah. staying on your lap like this? I'm not too heavy. Okay, good. Because I don't want to get up yet. This is too perfect, having you inside me like this. I never planned on this happening at all, or even in my wildest dreams this soon, but I'm really glad that it did. I hope all of our other Father's Days together will be as special as this one, but nothing will ever top the first. I guess we're really making up for lost time. I love you so much, Daddy.